All right. What's up, guys? RK here. And today I am going to be talking about one of my favorite funnels that I've learned over the years in growing a marketing business. And this is the 8 Profit Activators from Dean Jackson and Joe Polish over at ilovemarketing.com. Now, I originally heard about this from the report that you can get over at ilovemarketing.com called the Breakthrough DNA Report, where Dean Jackson goes through each one of these. He calls them profit activators. They're basically steps in a funnel to grow and run a successful business. And really, if you get this right in your business, you really will have a great, thriving business. And the whole point of the 8 Profit Activators is for you to become the preeminent leader in whatever market that you're in. So let's jump into this funnel. And it starts off with, you have to see your business in 3 distinct units. So your business is no longer just a business. Your business actually has 3 specific businesses in it, or 3 specific departments in your business, if you want to call it that. And that is the before unit, the during unit, and the after unit. Now, each part or each unit of the business has a specific function. And so we need to look at our business in these 3 areas. So let's just jump in right in the beginning. So the very first thing is you need to narrow your focus and choose one single target market. Now, a lot of people, you know, they try to be everything to everyone. And when you're everything to you become nothing to no one, you know what I mean? But a lot of people's like, why would I just narrow myself to only doing one thing when I can do tons of things? And one of the examples that Dean uses is photographers. You know, photographers, you know, they can shoot weddings, they can shoot graduations, they can shoot, you know, senior photos, they can shoot, they can shoot all kinds of different things. And so why would they want to just narrow themselves down to, you know, doing just one thing? But that's what he says, narrow focus and select one target market at a time. Why? So that you can become the leader, the go-to person in your city for doing that one thing. And so one of the things that he found was a business called We Shoot Bottles. You know, We Shoot Bottles is a photographer whose specialty is taking product shots of bottles. So if your company, you know, has any sort of product in a bottle, then obviously no better place to go to than the We Shoot Bottles guy. Now, I went to India one time, and it really struck me, because in India, I'm in a village, and I realized that you really do have these businesses that are extremely targeted and focused. So as I went around the market in the village, I noticed that there's a guy there who is the tire guy who will fix and repair tires. There's another guy who is the fan guy who fixes and repairs your house fans. And so if something goes wrong with my tire, who am I going to go to? I'm going to go to the tire guy, you know? And if something happens where my fan breaks down in my house, who am I going to go to? I'm going to go to the fan guy. Why? Because they are the best at doing that one thing. And so when I have that problem, I'm going to go to them, right? I also heard stories from old school door-to-door salesmen, and they would have a specific area. Say there was 3 different salesmen in that area. And they would go door to door and whatever, you know, they would section it off like a pie. And so when they would narrow down their pie, you know, let's say they got a 4th salesman, and all of a sudden their sales, the place that they could actually sell, actually shrunk down. Whenever that would happen, their profits and their sales would actually go up, because they had to target their focus. And when they did that, you know, it made greater sales. So narrow your focus and choose one target market at a time. You know, so for my business, I might choose to work with chiropractors and become the online marketing expert for chiropractors. Or I know another guy who He is the online marketing expert for plastic surgeons who do mommy makeovers, you know, so you don't get more targeted and focused than that. You might want to become, you know, the best marketer in your city or in, let's say, in the country for people who are looking for dental implants, you know, or whatever. So choose one target market at a time and become the preeminent person in that field at a time. So the next step of the funnel is once you've narrowed the focus, you want to use a direct response offer or ad to compel your prospects to call you, you know. So the problem that nearly everyone makes with their ads is they try to sell something with their ad. And that is not what we're trying to do with your direct response ad. The point of your direct response offer is one thing is to get a response. That's it, you know. It's to get someone to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested in that. And so one of the things that Joe Polish did from I Love Marketing is he is, you know, the top trainer in the world for working with carpet cleaners, right? And so he created a free recorded message that will show you how to find the best carpet cleaner at the most affordable price, right? So his headline would say something like this, you know, free recorded message reveals how to find the, you know, the best carpet cleaner at the most affordable price, or how to get your carpet cleans the proper way at the most affordable price, you know, call this free recorded message. So that was his direct response ad. And the whole point of that was to find people who were interested in getting their carpet cleans, but it wasn't about price. You know, he was trying to figure out, how do I get people to stop, you know, undercutting me in price? I'm trying to clean their carpet. So, you know, people call and say, hey, I want the cheapest deal. And he said, well, do you want the best quality or do you want the cheapest price? You know, or do you want something in between? So let me show you how to get the best quality at the most affordable price, right? So your direct response ad should be something that is already happening in your prospect's mind, thinking, you know, and again, in my world, I work with businesses, driving leads, you know, to their company, getting them phone calls. So the thoughts going on in that business owner's mind is like, man, I need to get a few more customers calling me a week, or I need to get a few more patients calling me a week, you know, or, you know, a few more leads calling me to get their roof fixed. You know, I just not getting enough. I need to get a few more, right? So my direct response ad is not going to be about how great I am. It's going to be like, hey, I got three new patients who are looking to get their backs cracked. Would you like them this week? Right? You know, call this free recorded message to find out how you can get three patients this week, you know, whatever, right? It's like, you got to speak to the thought that they're already have going on in their mind. So that's the second part of the funnel. Next is you want to patiently and systematically educate and motivate prospects to meet you, but here's the kicker, when they're ready, right? So an educated buyer is a happier buyer, right? I mean, when your clients or your patients or your customers know more, they're actually better customers, you know? So again, Joe Polish would have a free recorded message or a consumer awareness guide. You know, like, call these to find out how to keep from getting ripped off by a carpet cleaner. You know, find out the six things that are, you know, making you sick for your carpet or whatever his consumer awareness guide says. And so people would read this consumer awareness guide and they would get educated about the process of carpet cleaning, the best way to get it done, you know, to how to keep from getting sick. You know, all these things are educating them on carpet cleaning and why it's necessary. Now, the point is not to sell again. The point in this is not to sell. It's to educate and motivate them to meet you when you're ready. Now, one of the things that Dean Jackson, right? Combining the two into one. One of the things Dean Jackson talks about is when someone comes over to your house and you say, hey, you know, mi casa es su casa, you know, if you're hungry, go ahead and get yourself something out of the fridge, right? If you tell that to someone, almost always they're not going to go and get anything. It's just, it's against our nature. It's not what we do, right? Here in Hawaii and in Asian culture, I better not ever go to do that because my wife would be completely and totally embarrassed at me, right? So that's what almost everyone is doing, you know, in their time with their customers. Like, hey, you know, we do, you know, in my field in marketing, it's like, hey, you know, we do websites, we do online marketing, we can do paid marketing, we can do social media, you know, so anything you need, I can help you, just call me, right? It's about equivalent to saying, hey, there's food in the fridge, go grab it if you want. People aren't going to say yes to that, you know. So Dean says, well, wouldn't it be different if you came over to my house and after you sat down on the couch, I brought out a plate of cookies and I said, hey, I baked you some cookies. Would you like one? And I put the plate of cookies right in front of you. You know, most people, even if they don't really want a cookie or like cookies, are going to take a cookie because, man, I went out of my way. I did something to you. I made you a cookie. So, of course, you're going to make it, right? So what you need to do is, okay, you educate them about the process. You educate them about, you know, what needs to happen, et cetera, et cetera. But now you got to motivate them to meet with you. So what does that look like? So again, Joe Polish, he has a thing. He says, after his consumer awareness guide, you educate them. At the end, it said, hey, you know, I'd like to offer you a free room of carpet cleaning and a carpet audit, right? So if you're looking to get your house clean, you know, and this guy is going to clean one room of your house for free and look at your carpet and tell you everything about it and, you know, what you might need to keep it better, last longer, make sure it's clean, not making your family sick or whatever, you know, that's a pretty compelling offer, right? Now, you want to make sure in your business, you know, it's something like, you know, maybe a marketing audit or a website audit, you know, like I can look at a business owner's website and I can automatically see holes in their bucket that is costing them customers from their website, not putting the phone number in the right place, not having a call to action, wasting the top space in that's above the fold, you know, having a header that is way too big and costing them customers. All these little things, you know, are hurting their conversions and their leads. But if they don't know that, you know, I got to educate them and I say, hey, listen, if you'd like me to look at your website and your marketing process to see where you might be losing some customers, you know, call me at this number, right? That's something that is going to motivate them to call me when they're ready, right? So this is the funnel, the before unit funnel. Everything flows through this process to get something specific to happen, and that is for your customer to contact you and to see if they're a right fit for your business, right? So the very first meeting that you have with the customer, they have now graduated from the before unit to the during unit. And the fourth profit activator in the during unit is your mafia offer. That's when you give them an offer that is hard to refuse, right? So in my company, our mafia offer when we're doing lead generation for a company is like, hey, I'll send you three free leads. I'll send you three leads, right? That's three targeted customers calling you, asking you to help them, and I'll give that to you for $25, right? So if a roofing company will make $15,000 profit or maybe $10,000 profit from one roofing job, would they pay $25 to get three calls coming into their business? I think absolutely yes. You know, it's an offer that's hard to refuse. I mean, $20. People spend more than that at Starbucks every single month to potentially get, you know, a five-figure profit more in their business, right? Of course, that's going to be an offer that they're going to take me up on, right? So what is an offer that you can make someone that is hard to refuse, all right? Then, next step of the funnel, you want to deliver a dream come true experience that's designed from your client's perspective, right? So you got to ask yourself, in this example, for this roofer, what would a dream come true experience be like? You know, I send them three calls. One of those calls turns into a full entire, you know, roof redesign that costs the client like $20,000, right? And it's super easy, right? I guess, I don't know what, whatever from your client's perspective, you know, what is that dream come true for them? I mean, if you think about it, like what can you do for your clients or your customers or your patients or whatever that would just make them so happy with you that they couldn't help but just tell everyone how awesome you are, right? That's what you want to say. How can I develop a dream come true experience for my client? Next, after you've actually delivered that dream come true experience, the next thing that you need to do is you need to provide an after-sale service even after you've already been paid. A lot of times what I'll do is after we've been paid, the job is finished, I'll literally write just a handwritten note that says, hey, thank you so much, you know, for working with us. And I really love working with you. Just something like a handwritten thank you note that I actually send in the mail. That's not an email. I think it makes a big difference. I know another guy will actually, you know, after he cleans the carpets of the house, he'll actually pop by a day later with flowers and say, hey, you know, just wanted to check and see how your carpet's doing. Are you happy? Here's some flowers, you know, making you happy. It's something that happens after the sale, but it's really graduating them on to the next unit in your business, which is your after unit, right? So after you've provided an after-sale service, I think that's still something in a during unit because, again, what you want to do during a during unit is you want to deliver a dream come true experience, but you want to go above and beyond what they expected so that they have a big, giant, huge smile on their face when they're done working with you, right? They can either have – they can have one of three faces after they work with you. They can have a happy face, they can have a face with no expression, or they can have a frowny face, right? So we want happy faces because happy faces will actually graduate us on to the next one, which is the after unit. So in the after unit, you want to nurture lifetime relationships and you want to focus on lifetime value. So what I want is this person to consider me their marketing guy for the rest of their life. You know, I have a couple of clients like this that they call me their marketing guy and they tell their friends about me. They send people to me. You know, it's because I'm nurturing this lifetime relationship. One of the things that you can do is make sure you're sending a monthly newsletter to them about whatever it is that you do that you can help them. And as you continually just continue to educate them. The thing about lifetime value is if you want to, let's say, double your business in the next year, probably one of the easiest ways for you to do it is to get each one of your customers to buy from you one more time that year, right? So let's say you're a restaurant. If you want to double your business, all you got to do is get each one of the people who comes in each in your restaurant to come and buy from you one more time that year, right? It's called a repeat buyer. And if you can do that, if you can nurture lifetime relationships and focus on lifetime value, people will come back again and again and again. I have a Vietnamese restaurant that we go to here in Hawaii, me and my family. We go there every single Thursday for lunch, and it's because when we went there, I have three kids. I have a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 10-month-old. And my kids, you know, they're loud and they run around, and so it's a little outdoor Vietnamese place. We love Vietnamese food. We had a favorite place that we would go to in Chinatown here in Honolulu, but it would close down at 2 and wasn't always open, and the ladies there are as mean as the soup Nazi from Saiville. So we tried new places, and we found this place. The lady in the restaurant, she saw our kids, and she always gives a banana tapioca pudding with every single meal, right? But we bought two meals, one for me, one for my wife, and she goes, oh, I noticed that you have kids, so here, I'll give you two extra banana tapiocas for them, right? And so it's something that she didn't have to do, but that one little thing that she did for us, giving us two extra little banana tapiocas, has kept us going back to that Vietnamese restaurant every Thursday now for, I mean, the last, I don't know how long it's been, year or year and a half. all the time going back. When people come in, we always take them to the same Vietnamese restaurant. Why? Because they nurtured a relationship with us and they did something that makes us want to come back and want to come back and want to come back. Now, the next and the last profit activator in the after unit is you want to orchestrate referrals by giving your clients the opportunity to feel great. Now, I think a lot of times when people try to orchestrate referrals, they say things like, hey, make sure you tell your friends about me, you know, and it almost feels like you're being a taker and you're asking your patients, your clients to do something for you, right? Everyone's favorite radio station is WIIFM, right? What's in it for me? So you want to make sure you orchestrate referrals by giving your clients the opportunity to feel great. And how do they feel great? They feel great by being able to help their friends or family. So the way that's going to happen, again, this has to be orchestrated. In order for a referral to happen, there has to be a conversation between two people. And what needs to happen for a referral to take place is you need to come up as the go-to person in that conversation. So Dean Jackson is a realtor, so the conversation that he wants to be in his clients' minds is one person that he sold a house to or sold a house for is talking to their friend, and that person is talking about how, oh, I'm thinking about selling my house. And so the person that needs to come up in that conversation is Dean. So one of the ways that he orchestrates referrals is he sends out a postcard like every single month that says, you know, April was last month, it's tax season. So he'll send out a postcard that says, hey, this is tax season. This is a lot of time when a lot of people will actually buy or you know, take their tax refund and use it as a down payment for a house. So if one of your friends is talking about trying to buy a new home, why don't you go ahead and give them my number, or you can have them text me to get my free, you know, May 2015 guide to, you know, Honolulu house prices, you know, or something like that, right? So he orchestrates referrals by making sure that subconsciously when they hear a conversation that the only person they think about is him, and then they know the next step to do, right? You're making them feel great because what they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, man, my realtor, he actually has this report he'll give you that shows you how much you can actually get for your house. It's free. Just give him a call or text him at this number. And, you know, when I recommend something to my friends, you know, I feel great by being able to help them. So, you know, like my chiropractor here, he has this special laser that actually breaks down swelling and speeds up the healing process. And, you know, it takes a whole, you know, like couple minutes to get it done. And so when I'm doing something like jujitsu with all my friends and they're saying, oh man, my back is hurting, my shoulders hurt, my neck, I'm like, dude, go try out my chiropractor. He's got this new laser. It does amazing things. And it makes me feel good because one, I'm helping my friends get better. I know it works, and I'm helping my friend who is a business owner get some new patients, and I know he can help them. So this is the I Love Marketing funnel, the 8 profit activators. Really, it's 3 different funnel systems because each funnel actually moved them on to the next one. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope you can find ways you can implement this in your business. If you'd like me to help you implement this funnel in your business, go ahead and leave a comment below this or shoot me an email, and I look forward to working with you. All right, talk soon.